Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to episode 8 of our 2021 AVN Awards podcast. If you've missed the first 7, well, you've missed pretty much all of it, so you might want to go back and take a listen. Should be a list here on the site, RogReviews.com, under podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We've been sort of banging these things out in the days before the 2021 AVN Awards. We've covered now all of the categories except for one, plus this the topic for this one, which is the 2021 Hall of Fame class. The next episode will be an in-depth look at the Female Performer of the Year category. Otherwise, we've covered all 84 categories in the first 7. I believe that's a record. As always, I do love your feedback. Last one, we had a great email with a couple of questions and comments. If you have any questions, even though the series will be over, we can do an entire podcast on just the comments and questions after the winners are announced. If you'd like, you can drop me a line, Rog@RogReviews.com or Rog@PipelineMultimedia.com if you'd like. Also, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. Any way you can get in touch with me. There's also a feedback button down at the bottom of this podcast page on my site. That was a whole lot in a short amount of time. But anyway, I do love to hear the feedback, questions, comments, criticisms. The thing that I do ask is, you know, in your critique of the nominees, let's try and keep it respectful. Everybody who got nominated, it does matter to them, and it's kind of a cool thing for them. So we try and keep it respectful. Okay? So for this one, the 2021 Hall of Fame class was just announced today. It's the day before the awards. And we're going to go over it a little bit. It is listed up on AVN.com. You can go there right now. It's the top story, but you may have to, you know, kind of do a little searching if you listen to this later. The 2021 class, primarily we're going to cover the performers, but there's a few of the other people that I want to mention. Number one is a performer named Chanel. And I remembered the name, and I had to go back, and I've only actually reviewed one of her movies. She did movies back in the early 90s, was also a partner of Steve Hatcher, who was a prominent male performer at the time. Kind of an interesting choice here. Like I said, I knew the name, but I'd forgotten her work until I went back and read. She did a lot of early Gonzo stuff, kind of broke some ground, and again, was definitely partners in crime with Steve. David Perry, who's a European male performer, done a ton of stuff. Did a lot of early stuff for Anabolic and Diabolic. Also worked a lot with Christoph and Rocco and the other European guys. Also directed a little bit, and nice long career. Good to see David get in there. Congratulations. Third one is Dee, who is Puerto Rican. Quite often shot as African American because of her beautiful dark skin tone. Absolutely fantastic performer. A great, great, really great body. Just fantastic. Did a lot of stuff in the 90s and early 2000s. Did ethnic stuff, but then also did stuff for VCA, Sin City, Evil Angel. Shot for everybody. I met her a few years ago. She'd actually been out of the business for a while and was kind of halfway getting back in. And she's beautiful in person and really, really nice. We did a short interview. I really wish we had time to do more because she had a lot to say. I really liked talking to her. Loved watching her. She's one of my favorite performers, so really glad to see her get in. Derek Dozer, who's a director that you've definitely seen his work for sure. He did a lot of stuff starting early with Extreme Associates and West Coast. Recently he's been doing stuff for the Tushy Deeper Blacked lines, including this year's Influence, which is the Ailsa Jean Star Showcase. Have not met Derek that I know of. I have met lots of people and they've changed their names, but I've been told he would be a great interview, so I would love to sit down and talk with him at some point. But he directed Elegant Angel's 2018 title Squirt Woman Wasteland, which was a really good addition to that great series. So congratulations to him, and he may end up having a big night with Ailsa Jean's Influence as well. Diana DeVoe, another performer who performed in a lot of ethnic titles. There's a list here. Balls Deep 3, Baby Got Back 18, Sugar Walls 14. One of the more popular African-American female performers of the time, late 90s, early 2000s. Another really, really beautiful woman who had, I think, it felt like a very short career, but it really wasn't. It actually stretched all the way into the mid early 20 teens, but mostly girl stuff at that point. Eddie Powell, who directed a ton of things for Digital Playground New Sensations, I'm reading the Avian article. I did not realize he actually started with the My Plaything series, which was an early sort of virtual sex line predating VR porn. Kind of a choose your own adventure porn stuff that was really popular in the early days of DVD. He's just directed a ton of stuff and really fantastic. George Ull is another European male performer who's getting in as well after a nice long career. Getting in posthumously, Gentile. Gentile was one of the Vivid Girls, mid to late 90s, early 2000s. Recently came back onto social media and OnlyFans after, God, over a decade out of the industry. I really liked her. Back at, in when she was performing, I didn't review a lot of the big companies. I didn't review a lot of Vivid stuff. They didn't really see the point in a lot of independent reviews. It wasn't my favorite stuff. I was leaned a lot more toward Gonzo, but she was really impressive. Christy Canyon, Gentile, Asia Carrera, Kobe Tai. I liked a lot of the Vivid Girls, and I had little nicknames for most of them. And I actually, and I'm really glad that she remembered this. I had called her the beautiful one because honestly, on the stage with all the Vivid Girls who are gorgeous, she's the one that to me stood out, and she was the one that just actually took my breath away. She was just so stunningly beautiful. And unfortunately, she's no longer with us, and it's too bad that her induction came a year too late, but congratulations anyway. Long Jean Silver. So we're going way back to one of the early pioneers. She's very active on social media, a good follow because she's got a lot to say. She's smart, she's still really positive, and a great member of the adult community. And really, I love her positive energy. And I'm honestly, if you had told me she wasn't in, I would have been surprised. I really, it's interesting that it took this long. Marie Love, and in case you haven't noticed, the diversity in the Hall of Fame this year is really clear. It's absolutely clear that there were these discussions, and this is the kind of thing that I really want us to see. I've mentioned in a couple of the other ones some of the changes in the categories to destigmatize interracial, and that's probably the wrong word, but and my concern is we're taking away some of these specific categories was that there would be less representation for women like Diana and Marie and Dee. And I think making sure that they are in the Hall of Fame is an absolutely good first step. Marie Love was a fantastic performer. She was just dynamite all over the place, really good looking, just amazing energy. I'm looking over this article that she'd won an Unsung Siren Award at XRCO way back in 2009, worked for companies like Digital Playground, and just was really good. Another one, she always reminded me a little bit of Monique. Marie's a little prettier, and I think Anna Faux has continued that sort of beautiful black girl with great energy. So congratulations to Marie Love. Mason, who is a well-known director, rarely seen director. I did not know this until I read the article. She is the first female to win Director of the Year. So still doing a ton of stuff. Directed for a long time for Elegant Angel and has, did some really great showcase movies. Looking at this list, Christina Rose, Dirty Girl, Alexis Texas's Buttwoman, Danny Daniels' Dare, Tori Black, Pretty Filthy 1 and 2. By the way, if you've never seen Tori Black is Pretty Filthy 1 or 2, or Asa Akira Insatiable, there were three of those. Those are must-own star showcases. Mason knows how to do showcases really well. So again, I'm a little surprised she isn't already in, but that's nice to see. Another director who I really like is Sal Genoa. He's got a great podcast, by the way, the Porn Directors Podcast. You should check it out. I'm still trying to figure out why I haven't actually been on that yet. and honestly, why I haven't interviewed Sal in forever. Been a long time. Used to work for Anabolic and Diabolic. They've actually got a little quote from one of my reviews here from way back in the day when he did a movie called Art Core that, at a time when porn was sort of experimenting with this alt porn idea, and there was a lot of money being thrown at alt porn, and a lot of it was pretentious crap. Some of it was good, I will grant you that, but a lot of it was pretentious crap by people who didn't know what they were doing. Sal did something beautiful and artistic and weird and trippy that still remembered what it was and who its audience was. And for that, if you can find the old Art Core movies, they're pretty great. And Sal's fantastic, really funny guy, and someone I enjoy and am glad to have known over the years. Also, Tristan Siegel, Tyler Knight is another. Actually, the last on the list is Tyler. Good performer, really good actor. Recently, I've seen him because for a while he was doing comedy roles and he's good in them. But I've also seen him in some more serious roles recently, and he's good. So Tyler's a good performer. Nice to see him get in as well. So you do see a lot of diversity in this Hall of Fame class, and it's good to see. It really is. And I think, those of us who have a voice in adult entertainment need to raise that voice and to make sure that people are seen and to listen to fans too. Because a lot of these names, when I would write nice things about them, that's who I was hearing about, People didn't have to tell me, yeah, that Jenna movie was great. Okay. Everybody knows that. It was people like Dee or Marie Love or like, yeah, she's really great. That's what I like to see. In the executive branch, there's only one name I really want to talk about. Congratulations to the rest of these gentlemen, and it was all men that got in. But Mike Maz is somebody that I want to talk about a little bit. I've known Mike for 15 years or so, when he was doing PR with Alexander Raymond, who I've known for even longer. They formed a PR company, worked with Digital Playground and some of the biggest stars in the industry. I've also worked for the last decade at least with Mike Maz on the XRCO Awards show, and I gotta tell you, man, he works his ass off to make sure that the show is excellent every year, that the stars are treated properly, that the critics have access to what they need. And before he started working with Blacked and Tushy and Deeper and Vixen, before that, Mike showed what a hard worker he was. I didn't know this until I, talked to him, and it's mentioned here in the article that, he was an agent long, long time ago. And I probably met him back then, just, in passing. But since I've gotten to know him, he's one of the nicest and hardest working people in the industry, very generous with his time, always willing to do extra work. I mean, the XRCO takes a ton of work, and there's not a lot of people putting their time in to make sure that show goes off, and he does it every year, and absolutely fantastic. And the schedule he runs for shooting for all those different brands is amazing. And the fact that everything looks as good as it does, he's got a lot to do with that. He puts the right people in the right positions, and he's just a super impressive guy and someone I'm proud to call friend. And after 25 years in this business, I've made a lot of friends. I've made a few really, really good ones, and Mike Maz is one of them, and I am so incredibly happy for Mike. And congratulations, brother, you deserve this. And if you ever listen, or if anybody listens and tells Mike, this makes me really, really happy. And you deserve this. So congratulations to everybody. Special congratulations to Maz and to Sal. Congratulations, dude. Fantastic. Marie Love, love to see this. Gentile, just such a beautiful, beautiful person. And of course, Gene, congratulations. Long time coming. To the entire Hall of Fame class, congratulations to all of you. Your contributions to this industry are fantastic. And on behalf of the fans and the critics and everybody, we thank you. And I wish you could all have your moment on the stage. COVID's kind of fucked that up. If any of you are listening and you want to do a Zoom call or some kind of a call to thank people, whatever we can do to just, you know, spread the positive energy this year and give you another chance to shine in the spotlight, be happy to do it. Just reach out. That's it, folks. I am Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. This is the end of our eighth and almost final 2021 Avian Podcast Awards series. We've got one more to go, an in-depth look at the Female Performer of the Year category. You know where to reach me. I've said it a bunch of times, so I love your feedback. Go ahead and reach out, especially if you got something good to say about any of the people we mentioned in this one. Also, if you want to throw some names out for the next year's Hall of Fame, maybe we can talk them up a little bit. Thank you all for listening. Be good to each other.